Good morning, church family. Welcome to Centenary's worship service. Thank you to everyone who joined us for lunch last week. And made your love offering for our mission team. Thank you all. You can see the mission team's team members' name on the bulletin. And pray for the team as they depart Sunday, October 30th, and will return November 3rd, Thursday. And you can see the names, so please keep them in your prayers. The Revelation study has been postponed to next spring due to lack of participants. So we will see whether we can open the study next spring or not. Marge also had surgery and are now recuperating. And Laura Huckabee had a stroke last Monday and was admitted to hospital. And now she is in Virginia Baptist Hospital for rehab. Please, she needs a lot of time to recover from that stroke. So please pray for Laura and also Carmen. When I went to see him Thursday, see her Thursday, Carmen was there with their daughter. And Carmen's been insisted to stay with her from morning to night until the visitation hour ended. So please pray for both of them and families. Ann Harper's memorial service will be held at Centenary's Sanctuary this Saturday, October 22nd at 2 p.m. Please plan to attend to comfort the family who are grieving for the loss of their beloved mother. May God grant his peace and comfort upon Ann's family, as well as our church members, as we all are mourning for the loss of our beloved sister in Christ. Church Council will meet after worship next Sunday on the third floor to prepare for the charge conference. And did you see the, you wanna come? Did you see the congregational card on your pews? Yeah, that's a wonderful idea. The nurture team came up for the congregational care. Thank you for that good idea. And let us gather our hearts and minds to worship the Lord as we welcome the light of Christ. You want to make an announcement?
It was a secret, but now we're going to let you in on it.
What is it?
Today is Pastor Appreciation Sunday here at St. Mary.
Wow. That was really a secret.
So, David knew. So, we would make sure that we would have you after service. We'll have cupcakes out on the front porch to celebrate you. And just briefly, I probably work with Pastor Michelle as closely as anyone in the congregation as your administrator. And it's hard for me to put into words the spirit of the lady that stands next to me. There's a passion for Christ there that overcomes all of the obstacles. She doesn't get discouraged. She doesn't get grumpy like Chris. She has the sweetest spirit, and she is determined to help guide us into our next phase of ministry. And so this is just a small celebration of what we appreciate about Pastor Michelle. So please stay after worship so that we can say thank you in just a small way.
Wow, what a surprise. My husband David, always quiet. He never tell anything. Oh, thank you. What a privilege to hear those beautiful words. She always done better job than the reality. Okay, where were we? Please, the light of Christ, come to us. Illumine this sanctuary with your truth and light of truth and spirit. Come.